You're listening to the Doing English Podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, this is Julian from doingenglish.com, and welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 50 of the Doing English Weekly Rant. Yes, episode 50, the big 5-0. Wow, we are 50 episodes into this podcast. What, my friends, are we gonna do to celebrate this momentous milestone of an episode? Basically nothing, to be perfectly honest. I am, however, going to answer a question that I get asked from time to time, and somebody asked me recently, what is the hardest language to learn? Let's talk about that in today's episode. Well, here's the spoiler. Here's the conclusion. Well, it's not a conclusion. It's just a spoiler. There is no answer to that question. It depends is the only answer. So what is the hardest language in the world to learn as a second language? Well, you see, it really depends on you and what your first language is. Obviously, depending on your first language, the hardest language to learn is going to change. Not only that, but the idea that languages are difficult is somewhat of a fallacy. And I realize that sounds like it contradicts what I said in last week's episode, that mastering a language is hard. Look, mastering a language is hard. It's not an easy thing to do. It is difficult to reach the highest levels of mastering a second language. That is why it has so much value. However, languages themselves are not harder or more difficult than any other language. They're just different. And that's what makes them hard. That's what makes languages hard to learn, is the fact that they are so different. But it's not really true that any one language is more difficult than another language. Different languages have aspects that are tough. We're going to talk about that more in a moment. So it depends on your first language. Because you guys listening to this are, by definition, people learning English. That means, you know, English is not your first language. But what is your first language? I don't know. There are people all over the world listening to this podcast. Now, there's a lot of people in Japan listening to it. Hi to you guys in Japan. There's a lot of people in Italy. Hi to you people in Italy. Poland, the UK, America, France, China, Hong Kong. Hong Kong, well, it's China, whatever, Korea, there's people all over the world listening to this podcast. So let's talk about English, because English is my first language. For native English speakers, the hardest language in the world apparently is Japanese. And I didn't know that before I learned the language, which is probably a good thing, to be perfectly honest. Though I am going to kind of argue that Japanese isn't really that hard of a language to learn. How did I come to this conclusion? How did I come to this conclusion, I should say, that Japanese is the hardest language to learn? Well, the Foreign Service Institute ranks languages into 5 categories based on how hard they are for native English speakers. And they indicate within those categories, we've got 5 categories of how hard a language is. And then within those categories, they indicate languages which are especially difficult for those. So in category 1, we've got languages such as Danish, Dutch, Norwegian, Portuguese, Spanish, Swedish, Italian, French. These are all super easy languages for native English speakers. Though I am going to say French, I learned French at school, and although French itself, I guess, is not too alien to native English speakers, I find the French pronunciation extremely difficult. I'm not good at pronunciation. Pronunciation, accent, well, here we're talking about pronunciation, not accent. Pronunciation is not my strong point. And that French R, I could never do that when I was at school. I didn't exactly try very hard at school, but I could never do it anyway. But you know, it's not surprising that these languages are easy for native English speakers because, as we talked about last week, English is a language which is basically a mix of an old Germanic language, Old English, and Old French, and some Viking language mixed into it as well. So, you know, Danish, Dutch, Norwegian, French, they're going to be pretty simple languages for native English speakers. Then we've got German in Category 2. Category 3, we've got Indonesian, Swahili, Malaysian. And then Category 4, we've got, to be honest, the vast majority of other languages. We've got things like Polish. And Polish, I find quite interesting. I'm quite interested in potentially learning Polish one day, and I'll tell you why that is in a moment. We've got other languages like Czech, Croatian, Burmese, Thai, Vietnamese. You know, there are loads of them in there. Loads and loads of them in there. Icelandic. Then we've got Category 5. Now, these are the ones which are the difficult, the tough, hard languages for native English speakers. We've got Arabic. I've got several friends here in Tokyo who speak Arabic as their first language. And if I could pronounce the words, I'm sure I could get the hang of it. But the pronunciation, I cannot get my head around the pronunciation. Then we've got Cantonese, Chinese, and Mandarin. Obviously Chinese again. And we've got Korean. Now, and then we have Japanese, which is also a Category 5. However, Japanese is the only language in Category 5 marked as being especially difficult for that category, making Japanese the hardest language in the world for native English speakers. But is it really hard, though? I'm learning Mandarin at the moment, well, Chinese. I'm learning it. I'm not putting much time and effort into it at all. It's a passing interest. I'm going to be going to China later in this year. At least I plan to. Whether those plans will actually happen or not, I don't know yet. But I'm trying to learn a little bit of Mandarin. And although the grammar and the phrases I find pretty straightforward, I can read Chinese characters from Japanese to an okay extent. They are a little bit different. But the tones in Chinese, the tones, again, it's the pronunciation. Pronunciation is something I personally find extremely difficult. Japanese pronunciation is easy. Japanese pronunciation is like English pronunciation, but a lot more restricted. Basically, if you speak like you speak in English, but don't put any stress on words and keep your mouth as tight as possible, then you can pronounce Japanese fairly well. Mandarin Chinese, on the other hand, no matter how much I practice, and when I'm practicing, repeat after the audio or something like that, when I'm trying hard, I seem to be able to get it. But a couple of weeks ago, I was actually talking to a Chinese girl, and I tried out a little bit of my Chinese, and what actually happens is it comes out toneless and flat. She said that I need to pronounce each syllable more clearly. She said I blend them too much, like in Japanese or in English. So I need to try harder at that. But why is Japanese marked as the hardest language? Well, actually, it's because of the writing system. Spoken Japanese is pretty simple. It has an inflectional grammar, which is quite tricky for English speakers. It takes getting used to. By that we mean instead of using auxiliary verbs, for example, you say can run, you would actually change the verb itself. So what's a better example? Eat, taberu. Can eat, taberareru. So it's actually an inflection on the verb which changes the meaning instead of using auxiliary verbs like English does. Incidentally, and this is why I'm now kind of interested in Polish as well, I recently found out that the word welcome in Polish actually has a plural form, which to me feels completely alien and completely strange. How can welcome be pluralized? But wow, this is why learning languages is so exciting. And I always said I would only bother to learn Japanese. I always said I was going to master one language, really get really, really good at it and just not bother with anything else. But recently I'm interested in all kinds of different languages. I might have a go at Polish one day. Not that I think I will ever need Polish, but just finding out that welcome can be pluralized. Wow, exciting stuff. I am digressing, whatever. So Japanese, spoken Japanese is fairly simple. It's got an inflectional grammar, which can be a bit tricky if you're not used to it. And the polite Japanese can be quite tricky as well, because it has many levels that English doesn't have. But what is hard about Japanese, the problem with Japanese, is literacy. Reading, writing. The Japanese writing system is, to put it bluntly, a mess. And this is coming from somebody who speaks English as a first language. The Japanese writing system is the most complicated writing system in the world, or at least that's what I've read. And I've read that in several books on linguistics and things. That's not my opinion. That is something that I have read in research books. So if you think another language has a more complicated writing system, fine, whatever, keep it to yourself. That's what I have read anyway. You see, Japanese has its own alphabet, hiragana. Now, this is super easy to learn. And unlike English, it is super easy to read as well. Basically, once you know the characters, you can read any word because it's phonetic. It's got it's a perfect match between sound and character, which is amazing. You know, that's great. You can learn to read the Japanese alphabet in a weekend. I think how many? It's about 40, 48. I can't remember. 40, 48, something, 45. I think it's 48. I can't remember. Syllables, once you've learned them, you're ready to go. But actually, you're not ready to go, because Japanese doesn't just use hiragana. It also uses Chinese characters. And there's a very good reason for this. Actually, if you see Japanese written only in hiragana, because there are no spaces between words when you write the language, it just looks like a mess. It's really hard to read. So Japanese uses Chinese characters to basically take a long, long sentence and crush it down into a few easy-to-understand characters. Only there are about 2,000 characters in common use. And unlike Chinese, don't quote me on this because I don't actually know much about Chinese characters. Unlike Chinese, the characters in Japanese have multiple readings. They have the original Chinese reading, and then they have a Japanese reading that the Japanese added later. Some kanji have, kanji being the Chinese characters, some have loads of different readings. And then we have names. And as far as I can tell, names are just random. Obviously, they're not random, but I don't know how they come up with the readings that people use for names. And even Japanese people can often find names quite hard to read. If that wasn't complicated enough, Japanese also has a third set of characters, katakana, which are used for writing foreign loanwords. Now, this is a very interesting aspect of Japanese, and some people have said, actually, that this is why Japanese people have trouble speaking English. It's not true. Japanese people don't have any more trouble speaking English than anybody from any other country. It's just that, you know, English isn't needed widely in Japan like it is in some other countries. Katakana is used for writing foreign loanwords. So you take a loanword, something like beer, and instead of writing it in the alphabet, which you could do, the Japanese use the alphabet as well, called lomaji in Japanese. So actually, Japanese has four separate sets of characters, if you include lomaji. You take a word like beer, and you write it in katakana, and it becomes something like biru. Or you take coffee, and it becomes kohi. And the problem with that is as a second language user in Japanese, I actually don't recognize a lot of loan words, English words in Japanese, when they're written in katakana. I actually don't recognize them because they're pronounced so differently and they're written in this kind of Japanese pronunciation. A great example is something like humor. Humor is pronounced like humor, and it's written with a U, Y-U. The character for YU. Crazy, crazy complicated. I can read Japanese quite well. I used to be able to write it a little bit, but I kind of got bored of practicing the kanji and keeping up with it. And I don't really write, to be honest. I have no reason to write by hand. Occasionally I have to write my name or my address or something like that. Everything else is on the computer, so I gave up. I can read fairly well, and I'm quite proud of myself for being able to do that, because yes, the Japanese writing system is somewhat confusing. So that then is the answer, the long answer to the question, what is the hardest language in the world? First of all, it depends on what your first language is. Obviously, depending on your first language. For Korean people, Japanese is really, really easy, because Korean and Japanese are quite similar in just the same way as, say, English and, say, Dutch are relatively similar. For Chinese people already know the Chinese characters, meaning they can transfer that knowledge to Japanese. So, you know, it's not so difficult for them. Depends on your first language. It also depends on you. I personally have a problem with pronunciation. Pronunciation I find difficult. I am not I think that's probably because I'm not a musically minded person as well. I'm also useless at music. I have no sense of rhythm, no sense of tone. I can't sing. And of course, that's because I never learned it. I never practiced it. I was never interested in that sort of thing. I think that kind of knowledge transfers over into language learning. I do have a friend who speaks Chinese as a second language really, really fluently. And incidentally, she's a musician. And I'm pretty sure there's something in that. But hey, I'm confusing myself. In summary, it depends on your first language and it depends on you and what you find easy and what you don't. And the reason for that is, you know, depending on what kind of knowledge you already have, the skills you already have. But for native English speakers, apparently it is Japanese. There we go. Is Japanese the hardest language in the world to learn? Are you trying to learn Japanese? Let us know. Let us know in the comments. I do know, actually, that I know several people in the Doing English Plus group, doingenglishplus.com. Check it out. I do know a couple of people in the Doing English Plus group are learning Japanese, and we have at least one Japanese teacher in the group as well. If you're learning Japanese, let us know. Are you learning another language apart from English? Let us know. Tell us in the comments. Obviously, if you're listening to this podcast episode, this momentous episode number 50 on iTunes, there are no comments, but if you head over to the YouTube version of this, the video version, it's no different to this one. You just get to see my handsome face on camera talking to you. But there are also comments over there as well. Let us know, what languages are you learning other than English? What do you think is the hardest language in the world for you, with your particular native language and your particular skill set? Let us know. I'd love to hear about it. Anyway, that is it for today's podcast episode. I have no idea what I'm going to be talking about next week. I used to plan these episodes and I used to know what I was going to be talking about several episodes in advance. But these days I like to just switch the camera on, switch the mic on and go. I don't know what's coming up next week, but I will see you 7 days from now. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. People who subscribe on iTunes generally get the episodes much, much faster, because it takes iTunes ages to update. But if you're subscribed, it goes straight to your podcast feed. Alternatively, or as well, subscribe on YouTube. Leave a comment, say hello. If you're listening on iTunes, please rate and review the show as well. I appreciate it. Anyway, that is it from me today. See you in 7 days. Thank you and goodbye.